It is the Friday show. I am delighted. We're back, and my God, there is a lot to get through. I've got Phil Blundell, Tezza Simakulwa, and Luke Davis all with me. I've got coming up Rich Ferraro on Forest, Dave Mooney on Manchester City. He's feeling very comfortable, Dave, so you might want to skip that bit if you're a sensitive soul. You might want to skip that bit if you can't handle it. If you can't hack it, you feel free to skip on by. We've got Jack Collins coming on Fulham as well quite soon, because the season starts with Fulham playing Manchester United. But first of all, how's everyone summered? Luke, I've barely been able to move for your byline. You've been all over the place.
Yeah, good. So it's a, you know, about being on a few holidays, no Everton, which is always a positive. But so yeah, it's been good.
You become a man of the Midlands.
I have actually, yeah. Hopefully I can share some Midlands knowledge in this, but you know, I wouldn't bet on it. But
got into politics as well, didn't you? Did I see this?
Whatever you were doing, you'll get a bit of cash from, really, innit?
Solid. You name it, you'll do the journalism on it.
Solid.
That's the way it works. Tez, we haven't seen you since the Wirral. You've not been back?
No, I haven't been back to
the Wirral. Was the Farmer's Arms not good enough for you? I thought we had a lovely time.
We did. It was amazing. I will be back soon enough. But for now, yeah, I've just been this side of Liverpool, unfortunately.
Well, there we are. We'll have to encourage. Let's see, if you text in if you've got something for Tez to go and do over on the Wirral Peninsula, and he'll get stuck into it. And I've got Phil Blundell, who I see consistently, to be honest. You barely had a break from each other.
It's what everyone wants, isn't it?
It's probably
absolutely
nice when I went to
some people.
Probably nice when I went to America for 13 days and left you alone. that was probably a big win. How are the new season and how are we all feeling? It's starting too early, starting too late, Tezza. It's a funny one, really. The Euros started fast and felt like it was good, and then it felt like it went on forever. Yeah. And so it now almost feels a little bit like it's actually been a long break, one of the longer ones from the end of the Premier League season to the start of the Premier League season. But the dragging on of the Euros, I think, has now made it feel like, God, they've rushed back.
Yeah, I think, in as you said, the beginning of the Euros, first couple games or so was, you know, they flew by. And then after that, it just felt like it was the quarterfinals for about 6 weeks, even though it wasn't. But I think, yeah, I think I'm ready for the start of the new season, although I don't think many of the Premier League teams are that ready. There's a lot of players who were away in the Euros who haven't come back, and teams are still going to be fielding kind of weakened 11s for the first couple of weeks till they get the majority of their key players back. But it'll be an interesting start to the season. I think it'll be a better season last season.